I choose music that speaks to me, that is dear to me, and it is not necessarily important from which kind of cultural background it comes, as long as it has a meaning to me. And I didn't want to change the American kind of way of thinking about their music or musicians, but I'm a European, and I'm fascinated by a lot of American jazz musicians, and it always was the case. And if we can contribute something to their thinking and to their way of hearing music with our European ears and our European kind of task or skill, that's very good. So there's a nice interaction between American and European musicians. And since we have developed a certain kind of musical direction and a style of recording this music, it has probably influenced also some people in America, and maybe not just a few. And in fact, I'm really happy that people see it that way, but this is not the most important thing. The most important thing is that the music that we produce has a high quality, is done with care and concentration, and speaks to the people in transcultural ways. Also, this seems to be quite natural. If you have a good understanding with another person and good dialogue, and walk with each other in a truthful way, you can have a long life together. And with Jan, I met in 1969 in Bologna, and Keith Jarrett I met in 1970. But I listened to him in the middle of the 60s already through Voice of America. I saw him in the Molde Festival. I saw him in Stockholm with Charles Lloyd, and I was always fascinated from his kind of pianistic skills. But when I wrote to him in 1970, I offered him three records. We made one of them, which was Facing You, and since then we worked together in a very natural way, because we trust each other, and we don't need any contracts. In fact, we just have a great musical kind of interaction, and that's the basic for everything. And that's true for Jan Garbarek and for many other musicians, but Jan and Keith and Chick Corea, they were one of the first ones to record for us. When we were still a very unknown and little label in Munich, and they were not, but from the beginning they believed that we could develop something together. It's natural the way I hear, and I'm very careful and very distinctive where we record, in which concert halls, in which studio, under which circumstances we record. And the content of the music is the most important thing, and that is what we want to realize. And with our recording team, with an engineer and myself as a producer, we look for the best sound possible. Sometimes the composers are with us, sometimes of course the musicians are with us when we improvise music. But what we realize is a certain kind of idea of sound, and which is very close to the musical kind of content. And it's the content that preconceives the idea of sound. It's never the opposite way. So we serve the music, and not the music. The music doesn't serve the idea of sound.